Good afternoon and welcome to Ask the Expert, our Travel Tuesday edition here on KSRO. I am Michelle Marquis, and of course your host is Elise Corey. She's the owner of TravelWise, the only virtuoso travel agency in Sonoma. Hi, how are you?
Oh, I'm doing great, thank you.
Oh my goodness, we're really excited about the KSRO Culinary Cruise with Chef John Ash. God.
And we're going to need a drum roll if you can find one
soon. Let's see.
I didn't forewarn Michelle about the drum roll, so it may be a little delayed there.
Well, I have I have applause. No, wait. I found a drum roll.
All right, here we go.
Okay, hold on.
Here we go.
Okay, yes. What's the big announcement?
Well, we're having our first mixer of 2018.
Oh.
And we're going to have it on February 27th.
Uh-huh. And where's it going to be?
And it's going to be at Fogline Vineyards. And we're going to have our Oceana cruise rep will be present to show you what you will be getting or what you could be getting.
Uh-huh.
Or what you're sorry you didn't get. however you want to look at it. And we're going to have Chef Ash will be there.
Oh, great.
Not only will you have the opportunity just to learn about the cruise, mm-hmm. but you'll be able to mix with some people who are already going on the cruise.
Oh, nice.
So you'll get to see, maybe there's some friends of yours that you haven't seen in a long time and you're going, oh my God, you're going? I'm going too.
Right.
So, you know, it could be this whole big...
Yeah, or pick the brains of the people. Why did they decide to do this? What was their sort of trigger that said, all right, that's it, I'm pulling the trigger, I'm doing it?
You know what? As we all know, we only go around once.
Sure,
nobody's come back from the other world to tell us that we should wait and do it from that end. And if anyone knows anyone, please let me know, because I'd be really happy to hear about it. But
yeah. That's funny. Yes. Yeah, so, yes, the big news is that we have a mixer. It's the first mixer of the year. It is February 27th. It will be at Fogline Vineyards, which is a great place. And Fogline Vineyards is supplying the wine for our cruise.
Yes, they are. They are. And things are starting to, starting to come down to the wire. People are looking at their flights and deciding if they're going to go in before or stay later. And... you know, people are starting to get excited. Soon we'll be able to book your shore excursions.
Oh.
You know, which
that's
is good.
Always fun.
But one of the things I have to tell you, and I'm trying to work on it, but I don't know if it's going to really happen or not, but I did get an email from Oceana Cruises that they're taking our group space away in the lower price categories.
Oh, no.
By Friday.
Okay.
And this is honest to goodness. I have called and I've gone as far up as I can in my chain of command to see if they can extend it to after our event. But I will not know.
Okay.
I mean, I was hoping I'd have an answer before the show.
And so this is the special pricing that you were able to
secure. We'll still have some, but the lower categories will go.
Okay.
So my suggestion is if you've been on the fence and you're not sure, do it this week. I could probably pull some strings if I had to for next week, but there's no
No guarantee.
Guarantees, because as I'm looking even on their website right now, we have wait lists for insides and ocean views and the verandas, which I have some.
Okay.
I don't have many. I have actually all of my verandas will be gone when they pull the plug.
Okay. Uh-huh.
Which is we're looking at starting at $34.99. That will be
something of the past. Right,
I have two cabins left at that price right now.
So $34.99 per person.
Per person. That, of course, includes your air. Also, you'll get free gratuities, food and wine pairing, and some other special events that we're doing. But, you know, if you look on, I'm looking on the Oceana website right now, and they're a lot higher than that.
So if you're interested in going on this wonderful, it's 7 days, right? Our cruise.
Yes.
And it's in one of the most beautiful spots in the world. Chef John Ash was essential in helping us decide where we were going to go on our trip and which ocean liner we would be going on, because Oceana has, you know, the wonderful amenities, the excellent service, the sort of passion about food that we have too, that Chef John Ash has, because this place that we're going in Barcelona, in Lisbon, in all these gorgeous places that have such great food culture. So this is a foodie person dream.
Yeah. And what I suggest everybody who's going is that you start dieting like a month before and you walk everywhere and you watch, because you will definitely be eating a little bit more than you normally do because the food is so good. And you're going to want to at least taste everything.
Yeah.
And plus the ship itself is just phenomenal. They don't just halfway like cook your steak and then, oh, they ordered it well done. Oh, we'll just throw it on for another. They start from scratch. Like if you were at home and you were cooking your food, you start with it uncooked. And then you add your spices, you marinate, and then you do it. It's the same thing on the cruise ship. So it's not a fast food cruise ship where you just go and you grab, you know, hamburgers that have been sitting around for a long time and fries that are cold and over oily and salted and all the things we really don't and shouldn't be eating,
right.
You know, that we don't like that. But, you know, this is really, it's really, people go on this cruise line, should I say, and they rebook immediately because they just love it. And, you know, you have the flexibility of getting two free shore excursions or shipboard credit, or you can get a beverage package. However, you know, the best value, I think, is the shore excursions because, you know, you can get a shore excursion that costs $200, you know, and you get two of them per person. So you're looking at $400 value.
Yeah, that's great.
You know, instead of $200 shipboard credit. Unless you're a spa person and you don't want to do any shore excursions, you're just going to walk on your own, then you can use the money for your spa.
Mm. I just saw an episode of a foodie program that took place in Lisbon, and the food there, what? Amazing. And the cobblestone streets that are beautiful and the tile work on the buildings. I mean, this is a place I think that people don't go to often enough or realize how incredibly beautiful it is.
It's sort of a hidden gem, should I say, because a lot of people, they'll go to Paris, they'll go to London, you know, they'll go to the Rome, you know, they'll go to the most popular places that I hear about for the most part. But there's so much flavor, should I say, and culture and style and experience to be had. And this is just one of those places. And at the time of the year, it's the perfect weather. It's not too hot. It's definitely not near being cold. And it's just going to be a fabulous experience. It's become very popular these days. But, you know, going back to our package that we have, you know, I have $34.99. And on the Oceana website, it's $36.99.
Wow. Okay.
So right off the bat, there's a $200 savings for going on the ship.
Plus, you know, we have to mention this, that Elise is a virtuoso agent. So that means that you're getting way more value than what you could normally get on your own.
You know, I'm so proud to be part of the virtuoso community, and it wasn't something that I could get right away. Mm-hmm. I had to work towards it because I knew if I did achieve that goal, that I would be able to do so much more for everyone.
Yeah.
And, you know, to me, I've been in every shoes. I've worked hard. I've been working hours, and you come home and you're working and, you know, you just feel like you've had enough. You just feel like, oh my God, it's just too much. And to be treated like someone special that you feel you should be, but maybe you don't even have time to smell the roses, is just such a gift to me. So I worked hard to become virtuoso. I'm proud that we're the only travel agency in Sonoma, Napa, Mendocino, and Solano counties
as well. Okay.
And I'm proud of what we can offer you, which is just experience, value, knowledge, which, you know, like I've said before, you're not a confirmation number. You never will be to us. There are no hidden costs. There's no, oh, I forgot to do this. I forgot to do that. There's nothing that's hidden.
Right.
So, but we do have a special guest coming in to say
we
hello.
We do. Oh, look, he's here. Okay, I'm going to go open the door. You mentioned who he is and I'll open the door.
Yes, because we had a wonderful experience.
Let me see if I can get him.
Yes. Yes, we have a special surprise, which doesn't happen very often.
There we go.
But we have Mr. Michael O'Shea, who's Yay. Came by, who actually, he's the president of Sonoma Media Group, and mm-hmm. he actually called me last week. He was stuck.
I called you in a panic.
Oh, no.
Last week. I love flying out of Santa Rosa Airport any chance I get, and I fly to Seattle on Alaska a lot.
We actually run into each other.
That's
all
right.
The time.
We bumped into each other. Yeah. I've usually got my dog with me. This particular week, I was heading off to a holiday in Scottsdale, Phoenix. And American has that flight out of Santa Rosa now, right into Phoenix. So I booked that, and I thought, this is so great. I don't have to drive to Oakland or San Francisco. So I get to the airport, and I get to the airport an hour and a half early, which I find out in Santa Rosa is stupid.
Yeah, you don't really need that much.
But I'm sitting there waiting. Get on the plane, and the first thing they're talking about is, we had to change planes because we had a mechanical issue, so we had to bring in a smaller plane. So we're going to make some people offers to go ahead and fly a different route or fly a different day, and we'll give you $400 in coupons. Well, blah, blah, blah. I was meeting my significant other who was flying out of Canada into Phoenix, so I couldn't take that offer. So I decided to ride it out and stay there. And we taxied out and get ready to taxi to the takeoff and right on time. And we sat there on the tarmac for about 15 minutes.
Yeah.
And they said, well, we've got a problem with the hydraulics, so we got to taxi back into the gate. I know I'm an aviation person. I've been a pilot for 40 years, and I know that there is no maintenance facility for American at Santa Rosa Airport. So they've got to go borrow somebody from one of the other carriers or the business jet.
Yeah.
And I thought this maybe is not going to go.
So you reached out to Elise to help you?
So I reached out because my bag was on the plane. I couldn't get it off. And I was chasing a deadline. My significant other was already airborne out of Vancouver, flying directly to Phoenix. Mm-hmm. And so I called Elise and I say, what can you do? And she's in her car and she's trying to get to her computer and get things squared away. And so finally I'm able to get my bag off and I'm just driving to Oakland. And Elise says, there's a 720 on Oakland. I'll get you booked on it.
Oh, wow.
And so I got there at 10 o'clock on Friday night instead of 3 o'clock.
Yeah, but they took your old reservation and they put it towards the new ticket. So I didn't have to issue. He didn't have to pay money for the refund
Yeah, it worked out just fine. Mm-hmm. Other than there was a little more stomach acid than I particularly enjoyed
it was like,
having.
But see, that's what we were talking about. In fact, it's so funny that you walked by the studio as mm-hmm. we were here on the air. We're going to have to go to a break here in a second. But that we were talking about the kinds of things that you can do as a virtuoso agent, as an experienced travel agent that other people just, they don't have the wherewithal to do it. They don't have the connections, they don't have the skills to do it. That's why.
Well, one of the things that helped was Elise was able to hold the reservation. I couldn't have held the reservation without putting up a credit card.
And you're trying to call, and of course everybody else who's been delayed is trying to call, and everybody's trying to book something, and of course the line to speak with the gate agent is out the door. Mm-hmm. So you know. I'm glad it worked out.
And when I call, they say the hold time is 22 minutes. Do you want to hold or do you want us to call you back?
As soon as the computer booted up, I put it in and boom, I made a reservation.
Nice.
It was there. I said, you work it out. They owe you for this, the airline. Mm-hmm.
And they did. They came through. They were terrific. And American is a very solid air carrier and I have a lot of respect for them. But this was one of those weird little things where it was Murphy's Law and it wasn't in my favor, but at least saved the day. So thank you so much.
Thank you.
I really appreciate
that. Thank you very much.
Elise Corey, our superhero, will be right back. This is Travel Tuesdays on KSRO. That's just love.
Every 10 minutes mornings, every 30 minutes all the time on FM News Talk Radio, 103.5 FM and 94.5 FM, KSRO.
Thousands of years ago, human civilization depended on the quest for fire. Since 1960, that quest leads to just one place, Malm Fireplace Center. For indoor or outdoor fireplaces, Malm Fireplace Center has tamed the flame, offering high-quality, beautiful, efficient fires that won't burn your bank account. Satisfy your burning desires at Malm Fireplace Center, 368 Yolanda Avenue in Santa Rosa, or online at malmfireplacecenter.com.
The national debt is now over $20 trillion. What happens next? Rising inflation drops into the dollar's value. Some experts say another crash is coming. You can fight this, not with stocks or bonds, but with gold and silver coins in an IRA from Augusta Precious Metals. Call 855-858-5807 and learn how an IRA backed by physical gold and silver can hedge against inflation. Call Augusta Precious Metals right now at 855-858-5807 and get a free gold IRA guide. Call 855-858-5807.
KSRO, AM, FM, and online. Depend on it.
That's just love. Without a care.
And welcome back to Travel Tuesdays here on KSRO. I'm Michelle Marquis, and your superhero travel agent is Elise Corey. She's there in a bind. She can jump over tall buildings or something like that. But we're very excited. That would be a great skill to be able to have. But she can rebook your flight for you if you need it. We are excited to announce that the first of this year, the first time we've had one this year, our mixer. These are so much fun. You get to meet people who've already booked on the KSRO Culinary Cruise. You get to ask your questions. There's a great presentation by Oceana there. There's food, there's wine, but we do need to know how many people are going to come. So they should RSVP to you via email or call you.
KSRO at travelwise.net, and wise has a Z. Okay. So KSRO at travelwise.net. There will also be some prizes.
Oh.
Just, you know, which is always fun to have anyway.
Yeah.
But, you know, I would really appreciate it if you could let us know. Just say yes, there'll be two of us, there'll be one of us, you know. And I can give you more information as well if you're interested. I can easily email you information about the crew so you're ready with your questions, and then you can ask them, and then you can make an educated decision if it's right for you.
Exactly. Our KSRO Culinary Cruise is coming up in October this
October
year.
October 9th to the 16th, and it's going to be on the Oceana Cruise Ship Marina, which is beautiful. I'm lucky enough to have the opportunity to see it when it was here a few years ago, and I was just going, oh my God. Oh my God. Wow. Wow. And it's, you know, I see a lot of cruise ships and I get that opportunity, but not all of them wow me. Some of them like, oh, okay. Okay. That's nice. That's a good thing. But this one wowed me. And, you know, one of the things we were talking about, Virtuoso and what it can do, I was able to try and get the space extended by going through the vice president of Oceana. Who can do that? I mean, it's all about, you know, you go up your chain of command, but when push comes to shove, you have to negotiate and you need the power. They need to know that you have a group that's extremely special and that we need, and that we have a special event coming up, and that we need to be able to get this, you know, favors. And it's all about favors and special things that, you know, a regular person, yeah, will give you a credit, you know. It's a matter of that. Another thing is when you book, and you book a guaranteed cabin, which means you're in this category, but you could be a minimum in that category or a higher level.
Or higher, right.
I let them know who's the VIP. I let them know if you're going to put someone in a higher category, please upgrade this person. I mean, it doesn't work all the time, but if it's between me and you as a client who booked something yourself, I'm going to get the clout because they know that I'm going to bring them more business.
Exactly. Right.
And it's all about that of who you know. And
the relationships that you built. Exactly. The reputation that you have. All of those things.
Yeah. And it's that, you know, you who have maybe booked one time, they don't know you at all, except that you're going to be, you know, enjoying the ship and you'll get to experience it. But more than that, for me, who has been in the business, has been selling it, my agents have been selling it, they know that when I talk, they sort of have to listen what I need. I don't ask for things too much. You know, I don't ask for the queen and the king to be on board and sing and dance or something like that. But I know when they know when I'm talking to them that this is a very big decision that we need to make, and we need to make sure it's something special and things go through well. So that's the little bit of clout that you can do.
For sure. So join us for our mixer, which is on February 27th. It will be at Fogline Vineyards. Fogline is so generous and has decided to join us on our cruise. So there will be wine from Fogline. We're going to have our own cocktail party with their wine, which is very
exciting.
And
a wine and food pairing.
A wine and food pairing.
And Chef Ash is going to, of course, get his selections in for what he thinks goes with which wine. And he'll be probably trying to figure that out, what food goes best with what wine at this event. Mm. You know, because it's getting to the point where the winery needs to know, well, we need to ship this wine or that wine.
Right.
And it's easy to talk about it, but there's really a lot of behind the scenes that takes place to make this a successful cruise. I mean, they have to know sort of what the menu is, which wines he wants to, and he's donating these wines to the ship just because he wants to be a part of the experience and he wants everyone to enjoy his wines.
Yeah.
And it's going to be for us. It's not going to be for anyone else on the ship. It's just our group.
That's so exciting.
So it's really exciting for him to say, or Chef Ash say, I like this wine and I like this one. I think I can get chicken with go with this one, but this is a fish one. And or this could be vegetarian or whatever it is. And according to what he finds out, he'll be able to set the food according to the wine. And then Fogline has to make sure they have enough wine to ship. And there's a lot behind the scenes that you don't know about except packing your own stuff, making sure your passport is ready and going.
Right. Making sure your passport is ready from personal experience.
Yes. And the passport being ready means it must be at least 6 months
after your
return. Valid. So we're looking at after April 16th, 2019.
Okay.
Your passport
should be valid.
Must be good for. Yeah. It's not just, I have to get it done on November 1st.
What if someone has never had a passport and they need help on getting that done? Can you walk them through it or what
well,
they need to do?
Well, it's easy. Most of the post offices these days require that and it's made it so user friendly online. You could go up, look at the passport bureau. And if you're not a U.S., if you're not U.S. or you're from another, you have a British passport or something else, you should check your own consulate requirements because you might need something a little bit more.
Okay.
But for the most part, you can go to your post office. You take the two little pictures, which you can get at some of the big box stores or at your local drugstore, wherever they take photos.
Yeah, I got it. Mine done at Costco.
Yeah. So, and that's really a big plus there.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So you have mentioned that you've got maybe until this Friday, hopefully a little bit longer, but Friday.
I'm going to push. Okay. That's where I'm tenacious. I'm born and raised in New York and New Yorkers are very tenacious. We don't give up that easily. So
Elise has at least through this Friday guaranteed of $34.99?
$34.99.
Per person.
Per person. And on the cruise line's website, it's $36.99.
Okay.
And if you're one of those lucky people like me who gets their mileage all the time, you can also get a further discount if you're doing your own air, which would make it a lot more reasonable. If you have miles just sitting there and don't know what to do with them,
sure,
you can actually give them to me if you don't know what to do with them, because I know what to do. But it's one of those things that really
would bring the price down.
Yeah, but you're looking at, it's like you can get things for less money, but not the quality. This is going to be the quality of a lifetime of an experience because, we go out to eat and we eat in a nice restaurant. Everybody's going to probably go out for a special meal at some time. Mm-hmm. But how would you like to have that three meals plus a day and being served? And you know what it costs to go out for dinner for two in a nice restaurant with a glass of wine or a beer.
And, oh, sure. It gets
expensive. It just gets expensive. But just imagine that. Plus, your rooms are not little hole in the walls. They're beautiful rooms with great amenities and,
And people who will make your bed every day. What?
I know. And turndown service. I actually like turndown service. Yeah. Some people don't, but I love they remake your bed. It's clean. You get those little chocolates on the I like the chocolate part. You know? And they put your water bottle and they fold the little bed down and your little slippers are right there with your robe on. I love that's just a good nighty night for me.
Wow. So our culinary cruise is October 9th.
Yes.
Through the
16th.
Through the 16th. We are going from Lisbon to Barcelona. with stops all along the way every day. I believe we're in port.
Yeah, every day. That was part of the problem here is you don't really have much time to use the spa, but I know you spa people, as myself, will find it.
Yeah, find a way.
I mean, we're going to Malaga, we're going to Seville, Palma de Mallorca, Monte Carlo to see all the little yachts.
The little tiny ones. Yeah.
You know, the small dinghies are about 70 feet or something. You know, it's like, excuse me, but it'll be an experience. And plus, the ports are called Provence, Spain. Provence, France, excuse me. Mm-hmm. It's just going to be a fabulous trip. It's going to be over. The sad part is it'll be over before you realize that.
But it's a good way to get a taste of these different areas and to know then, okay, this is where I want to go back and spend some more time. Or you can add a few days at the beginning or at the end, which is really recommended. But if you want to make sure that you have that price point, mm-hmm. and make sure that you get your cabin. What should people do right now if they wanted to book this?
If you really want, send me an email, which is an easy way to do it, ksro@travelwise.net. That's ksro@travelwise.net. Or give me a phone call. Leave me a message. Tell me when it's a good time to contact you at 707-935-WISE. That's 707-935-9493. And let me know that you're interested. I'll email you the forms. Mm-hmm. I can email you a registration form. It costs $750 a person for a deposit that secures your spot. Mm-hmm. You're going, you're on there.
And so you don't need to pay all of that money right now. You could pay $750 and then work out installments or pay, whatever.
The final's not due till July. So if you want to, you can, if you're getting a big tax refund, you can pay it off ahead of time.
Okay.
If not, you can just say, charge me $500 in March and in April. And by the time you come around, it'll be a lot easier.
Nice. Well, be sure to put on your calendar and to reach out to Elise, because we want to make sure we've got a good headcount, have enough space for everybody. The February 27th mixer for our cruise.
I hope to meet some of you. It'll be nice to catch up and see a voice and a name and a person.
It's going to be so much fun. All right. We'll see you soon, Elise.
Thank you.
This is KSRO.